You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
In Genesis, we hear that we were created in God's image and likeness. And one of the most godly things we can do, one of the things we can do, which is following God's example, is to forgive others. And by forgiving them, we bring peace to the relationship that was damaged by their hurt. But one of the things we have to remember, when we forgive others, it's not because they deserve it. It's not because we think they'll stop doing what they're doing. It's not even because they want it. We forgive them because we recognize that the bad thing that they have done to us is a symptom of their brokenness, that there's something inside of their hearts which is not right. And so we want to make it better. We forgive them because they need it, not because they deserve it. And by healing them, this simple act of love is a godly act, because ultimately we don't get anything out of it. We are giving to them that which they most need. But by giving to them, we are truly in the image and likeness of God. Because when God created us, He didn't create us so that we would serve Him. That's a pagan idea of creation. He created us so that He could serve us. He planted us a garden. He took care of Adam and Eve, prepared a wardrobe for them. Even the beautiful story of when Moses asked God's name, we hear God say from the burning bush, "I am who I am." And the rabbis say, what does that mean? It means, "I am who I am for you, who I'll always be for you, who I've always been for you." That God defines who He is in terms of service to us. When we forgive others, we are serving others, and therefore the reward for serving them is the possibility of serving them. That's already the reward. And when we forgive them, we bring peace to that relationship. But don't think we're just making peace with that one person. By bringing peace to that relationship, we create what you could almost call a mystical energy. People will see that there is a bit more peace in the world, and it will invite them to make peace with their enemies as well.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.